Copeland. At least one U.S. senator is hinting about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The comments came after a meeting with the people leading the search for WMDs. Following one closed-door session, Kansas Republican Pat Roberts made a tantalizing remark.
Don't be surprised if there is a surprise, and it would be very positive.
Roberts said that surprise would end up changing a lot of minds. However, he wouldn't elaborate. Roberts chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. The green light has been given for West African peacekeeping forces to enter Liberia. Leaders of surrounding West African states met earlier in Ghana to discuss the crisis in Liberia. They approved the deployment of peacekeepers and called for them to arrive by Monday at the latest. The summit also resulted in a statement from the various leaders urging Liberian president and indicted war criminal Charles Taylor to step down. Leaders have asked Taylor to leave the country within 3 days after West African troops arrive there. Taylor has already accepted an offer of asylum in Nigeria. Some women in the U.S. have urged the U.S. to put women into Iraqi government positions, but a U.S. effort to swear in the first-ever female judge in the Shiite holy city of Najaf has been postponed in the wake of local protests. Laura Iyama has more.
The New York Times reports Nidal Nasser Hussein's appointment as Najaf's first female judge was greeted with fatwas and protests. One female Iraqi lawyer says women can't be judges because women are always ruled by their emotions, and a woman judge, she says, contradicts Islamic law. Religious officials say the Quran does not bar women judges, but one fatwa from a grand ayatollah says judges must be male. At the swearing-in ceremony, a U.S. Marine colonel told Ms. Hussein that his goal is to make her a judge, but he needs to do better research. As one opponent put it, not even Saddam Hussein appointed women judges. Laura Iyama.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Nurses at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey in Newark say they're overworked and understaffed, putting patients at risk.
A unit will be short, and they end up shorting another unit by having to move a nurse, and it's a dangerous practice.
Union spokesman Bernie Girard says the primary issues are staffing and floating.
If the university does not meet these demands, they'll call for a strike.
Meanwhile, at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, where salary and benefits were the concerns of nurses threatening to walk, a tentative deal has been reached.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The man credited with giving Elvis Presley his start is dead. Sun Records founder Sam Phillips died yesterday in a Memphis hospital. He was 80. Elvis Presley Enterprises spokesman Todd Morgan says he was the king's first mentor.
The world changed when Sam Phillips took Elvis Presley seriously and gave him a chance. Elvis's dreams came true, and a whole world of great entertainment and inspiration opened up to everyone, and Sam was there.
Phillips recorded Elvis's first single, That's All Right, Mama. He also helped launch the careers of music legends Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and B.B. King. Stocks closed higher today as surprisingly strong economic numbers and a round of robust earning report boosted the major market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages gained 33 points to finish at 92.33. The NASDAQ was up 14 to 17.35. The S&P 500 moved up nearly 3 points to 9.90. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ancient peddlers invented it. Avon ladies made it big. And the high-tech Japanese still do it. If you think door-to-door is passé, when I come back, I'll tell you the latest. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Japan has a reputation for tradition. Even buying cars is done the old-fashioned way, by door-to-door salesmen. But motivated by the recession and consumer demand, dealers are reconstructing their strategy. Nissan plans to open the door to Japan's first large-scale auto mall. And Honda's added a window to the World Wide Web with the introduction of internet-based kiosk. Another tradition breaker? Japan is buying record numbers of American-made parts, opening another door of opportunity. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing low, life's lies.
Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay, Robin Bittman announces. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or if you'd like to email, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. Belated apology to D, our Omaha bureau chief, who was right in the middle of reading a letter to the editor that he wrote last night when we had to just, like, bail out on him. D, if you're listening, we apologize. I apologize. Mars. We have a date with Mars. Are you all aware of this?
Okay. Are you going to...
The planet Mars? No, I don't know if there's any significance to this or not. Maybe some of our more in tune with the celestial orbs type people who are listening tonight can give me some or give us some information as to not just the astronomical, but the astrological significance of all this. Oh, here we go again. I'm going to get the emails. You believe in astrology, Jesus, Malloy? No. Not that. Not, you know, just some astronomical or astrological or anything, you know, if you want to send an email or even call. But here's the deal. This month and next, actually all of August, Earth is catching up with Mars in an encounter apparently that will culminate in the closest approach between the two planets in recorded history, in our history. What I have here says, due to the way Jupiter's gravity tugs on Mars and perturbs its orbit, astronomers can only be certain that Mars has not come this close to Earth in the last 5,000 years. But it may not have come this close in as long as 60,000 years, and it may be 60,000 years before it happens again. It says the encounter will culminate on August 27th, when Mars comes to within 34-plus million miles of Earth and will be, next to the moon, the brightest object in the night sky. At the beginning of August, that's like tomorrow, It will rise in the east at 10 p.m. Mars will reach its azimuth at about 3 a.m. By the end of August, when the two planets are closest, Mars will rise at nightfall and reach its highest point in the sky at roughly 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's pretty convenient to see something that no human being has seen in recorded history. So mark your calendar at the beginning of August to see Mars grow progressively brighter and brighter throughout the month. Share this with your children and grandchildren, it says here, because no one alive today will ever see this again. All right, well, by God, that convinces me. Mars, only 34 million miles from Earth. How far is the sun? 93 million, a third, two-thirds closer to us than the sun. Tell your kids. When we go to our little vacation spot down on the beach, where there's no Atlanta pollution, the stars are spectacular, the planets are spectacular, and usually you can. I guess this has been slowly moving this way, Mars obviously, for a period of time now, because right, Kathy, the last few times we've gone down there, you can pick out Mars with the naked eye, just a little pinpoint of red light, but this is going to be pretty spectacular apparently. No one. I love a line like that, which is very true. No one alive today will ever see this again. Ow! Well, as a matter of fact, Tom is calling from Mount Airy, Maryland. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good to have you back.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, about the Mars. About a month ago, it was actually right next to the moon. And I've been out every night at about 3 a.m. with a telescope looking at it.
Are you an amateur
astronomer? I'm an amateur.
Uh-huh.
So, and, yeah, it's the first time it's been like this in recorded history.
Now, I understand that when it reaches the peak of or its closest point, 34-plus million miles, if you use a 75 power telescope, the planet Mars and the satellite the Moon will appear about the same size. Is that right?
I believe so. That's
good.
What I've heard.
Good
that's
Lord,
heard.
That's going to be kind of spookily spectacular.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, we have harvest moons, and you know,
right.
The moon's orange.
Right.
It's probably going to look something like that.
Wow. And this all hits its peak August 27th. Does it then slowly retrograde, or do we get the illusion that it's moving away from us on a
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Well,
but I believe it would slowly move away.
Appear to move away.
Yeah, appear.
All right. Well, that's your assignment, Tom.
I will check that out.
Yeah, find out. Do you take photography of this?
I attempt to.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten any pictures developed yet, though.
Well,
because you can't, with the telescope I use, you can't really see Mars up close.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you can see it. It doesn't look like just another star. It looks
kind of red.
Very red.
Yeah. Well, as it approaches and it's easier to photograph, do you have the digital camera necessary to take a picture like this through your telescope?
I don't have a digital camera. I do have a regular film camera, though.
Mm-hmm.
That will work.
What I'm leading up to, if you do get some good pictures, I hope you can upload them and maybe send us a copy, and we'll put it on our website.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, Tom, this is I'm glad somebody out there listening knows about the Mars story. I had no idea. I kind of stumble around with my head pointing to the ground, worrying about George Bush.
Yeah.
And here's some real news. Nobody in the history of this planet, nobody has ever seen this before, and no one who's alive now will ever see it again.
Yeah.
But it's kind of astonishing to think that the human, well, it depends on when you want to date the human species as having emerged. But but certainly no one has seen this in the past 60,000 years. If 61,000 years ago somebody raised their face to the heavens and saw this red thing approaching, I imagine it was kind of spooky. Might have made for legends, huh?
Yeah, I mean, in 70,000 years from now, the sky is definitely not going to be like it was. I mean, Polaris won't be our North Star anymore,
mm-hmm.
and all the constellations will be not there. You know, it's amazing. It's the scope of time. You know, you don't think.
You don't.
You can't. It's, you know, it's not possible, you know.
There is a very good piece here at the JPL.NASA.gov on this whole thing. It's http://mars.jpl.nasa.gov. And it says the headline, Mars moves in for some quality visual time. So it's pretty spectacular. I'm just looking. Kathy's got it up here on the screen. A good photograph of Mars. And so anyway, we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, Tom, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, definitely, Mike.
All right, sir.
See you later.
Have a nice evening. Okay, we heard from an amateur astronomer. Now, if we can hear from an amateur astrologer. Or professional. Poindexter is toast. Have you heard about this? I don't watch television. You know that. I've stopped. I swear before all I consider holy. Oh, that's kind of a false oath, isn't it? I get. All right, love. I swear before love, truth, honor, and justice. The gods in my pantheon. That I have stopped watching television, but here it is. Somebody sent me an email blurb. I went to New York Times, updated version for tomorrow. Poindexter resigns under pressure. A senior defense official said today, Reagan's national security advisor, John Poindexter, convicted felon, psychopath, very bright psychopath, is stepping down, quote, in the next few weeks, close quote, according to this Defense Department official. This follows the disclosure of the online betting parlor that would have rewarded investors who could predict or guess, not predict, but guess when the next terrorist attack would occur, when the next assassination, coups, all sorts of things, right? Now, according to the Times, Rumsfeld did not personally dismiss Poindexter, but Rumsfeld agreed that Poindexter's credibility was shot to hell and it was time for him to go. Well, so is Rumsfeld. Just because their credibility is shot to hell, what? If that were the criterion for removing these people from office, they'd all resign. But anyway, Poindexter is gone. The convicted felon who was involved in trading with the enemy, sending them weapons of mass destruction, that would be the Iranians, and then taking the money and funding an illegal off-the-shelf terrorist operation in Nicaragua, that was the Contra operation, that Oliver North, the disgrace to the United States Marine Corps and to the uniform of the Corps, Colonel Oliver North, well, Poindexter is a disgrace to the Navy. But together, they were responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Central Americans, and they wound up, at least this Poindexter thug winds up in the Bush administration. So, according to this, he's going to resign in the next few weeks. Now, you remember what Poindexter did prior to this. He came up with the Total Information Awareness Program, the ability to look at everything you do, your medical travel credit, financial records. I said the other night how much bathroom tissue you buy. You know, this guy wanted to be like your local friendly grocery store that uses one of those cards to know every single thing you did. Anyway, this current furor kicked up by the psychopath was because of the policy analysis market. You know, we talked about it earlier. When did we find out about this, Kathy? Monday? What's today? Thursday? And this little rat bastard is gone. Boy, but you know, he's going to land someplace. The guys like Poindexter, mass murderers, killers, people who operate in the highest levels of wet operations, bloody, filthy killers like Poindexter, always get another job, don't they? Huh? Always. Oh, the official who spilled the beans to the Times said, praised Poindexter for his, quote, very creative intellect, end quote. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Yes, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Bantila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Bantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
You should have.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need.
The Mike Mullet Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer. At the briefing today,
the job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad? Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk.
Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty, then.
The Mike Mullet Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Anna?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Mullet.
24 past the hour. I got this email today also. There's no name attached to it. I mean, there's a return. There's a from. But I'm sorry. I'm just not recognizing the sender here. Mike, I posted this on your forum today, but it's so deranged. I thought you may be interested in this for the show. This is one of the sickest, most savage statements I've ever read, and the person who said it was approved by the President of the United States and is paid with your tax dollars. And it's a quote from an article in the current issue of The New Yorker. I will post the article from The New Yorker at my website tonight. But the statement is by this psychopath named Kofor Black. He's the State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism. Kofor Black. Now, that's a hell of a name, isn't it? C-O-F-E-R. Kofor Black. Here's the quote. He's referring, I guess, to Saddam Hussein at first. Anyway, here's a quote. He deserved to die. If bin Laden was killed, Kofor Black continued, the world would demand proof. Quote, you'd need some DNA, Kofor Black said. There's a good way to do it. Take a machete and whack off his head, and you'll get a bucket full of DNA so you can see it and test it. It beats lugging the whole body back. And my emailer says, I guess this is how we bring people to Bush League justice these days. Is this any better than organized crime? No, it's worse than organized crime. At least organized crime is quiet about their executions and their murders. The Bush crime family, I've been saying on this program for months, and I really piss people off, especially new listeners who find this program. And they get furious, and I know because I see the emails that go to the Home Office. They get furious because I refer to George Bush and his regime as killers, murderers, now, mass murderers. Now, aside from the fact that right-wingers have no sense of history, not even recent history, not even the 80s, most Republicans, if not all, have no idea what went on in Central America under Reagan and Bush 1 and Oliver North and Poindexter and the rest of these monsters. Elliot Abrams, who are now back either in government or influencing government. Richard Perle, Negroponte, Otto Reich, all of these people are eyeball deep in other folks' blood. They are killers. They are mass murderers. If there was a just God, if there was any God, these people would be dead by now. And a lot of new listeners just get just thoroughly pissed. Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean, George Bush Sr. or Prescott Bush and the Nazis? Where do you get the... You know, the people are so damn ignorant, just willfully ignorant. And I don't even respond to that kind of trash anymore. Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less about that ignorance. But you pick up the New Yorker and you read a quote from somebody in the current Bush State Department saying, lop off his head. Kill him. Bring his head home. You want some DNA? There's a lot of DNA. Xavier Randy, our listener, one of our listeners in France. Hi, Mike. I'm writing about the morons press conference in the Rose Garden that I'm listening to from your show right now. This is the other night. I have to say I'm quite scared of what I just heard, and a single sentence was enough. When moron was asked about Saddam's son's death, he said they were, quote, brought to justice, close quote. Oh, my God. Is that what America's justice has become? Butchery, murder, slaughter. Remember the quote, Mike, I sent you some days ago about fighting a monster and becoming one? Looking into the abyss and the abyss looks into you. Every day that passes gets the United States closer to becoming completely a monster because of this moronic liar and his terror crew. This saddens me a lot because this is so wrong. America doesn't deserve this. Xavier, one of our French listeners who does damn good with the English. Xavier, good for you. No, America doesn't deserve this. We don't. But we have it because this is what the American people ultimately chose. We didn't surround the White House after Bush was appointed and throw the bastard out. So we have what we deserve.
We take lives when we have to protect the people. That's how I look at it. Shotgun shine, shake my body, throwing the romance
out, blue moon in your eyes. Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A new report paints a gloomy picture of the future of high-tech jobs in the U.S. The world's largest high-tech consulting firm, Gartner Incorporated, predicts one out of every 10 IT jobs in the U.S. could shift overseas by the end of next year.
Every single day, corporate America is behind closed doors trying to find ways to sell off America's best-paying, highest-skilled workforce to the lowest bidder.
Marcus Courtney is president of WashTech, a subsidiary of the Communications Workers of America in Washington State. He says his union has increased its membership by 700% since beginning a campaign to expose offshore outsourcing earlier in the year.
Another huge casualty for the U.S. textile industry as North Carolina-based Pillowtex declares bankruptcy, closes 16 plants in the U.S. and Canada, and lays off 6,450 workers effective immediately. It's the second time in 3 years the linen makers gone bankrupt. This time the company says it's down and out for good.
1 year after their peaceful occupation of Chevron, Texaco, and Shell oil terminals in the Niger Delta, Nigerian women protesters are at it again. 80 women relatives of Shell employees stormed and occupied a pipeline station last week. The women are demanding jobs for their sons and spouses and microcredit loans from Shell, as well as greater infrastructure development in the oil-rich but impoverished Niger Delta.
The world's largest copper mine in Escondida, Chile, may shut down come Saturday if the miners there don't get a new contract. The latest offer from the world's largest mining company, Australia-based BHP Billiton, contains only a 1.5% wage increase and keeps health and housing benefits at sub-average industry levels. The miners want benefit parity and a 3% pay hike. The company says it has no plans to improve its offer.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Liberal helping of the truth. Here's Mike.
27 before the hour. The Washington Post today says that despite vigorous efforts, Now you can imagine what that means. Despite vigorous efforts, the U.S. government has been unsuccessful so far in finding key senior Iraqi scientists to support its pre-war claims that former President Hussein was pursuing an aggressive program to develop nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons, according to senior administration officials and members of Congress who have been briefed recently on the subject. Is that the longest sentence the Washington Post has ever had in a lead? Jesus, that's four sentences. But I like the first three words, despite vigorous efforts. Now, what they're referring to there, of course, is psychological and possibly physical torture. The Post goes on to say that these government sources and members of Congress and military sources said four senior Iraqi scientists and more than a dozen lower-level scientists who worked for the Iraqi government have been, interviewed by U.S. officials under the direction of the CIA. Can you imagine what that's like? Eh? Interviewed? Interviewed. Yeah. Okay. Here, spread his legs. I've got the electrodes. Anyway, some scientists have been arrested and held for months in Iraq. Others have made deals in return for information. At least one has agreed to be interviewed outside Iraq. No matter the circumstances, all of the scientists interviewed have denied that Hussein had reconstituted his nuclear weapons program or developed or hidden chemical or biological weapons since UN inspectors left in 1998. So no matter what they do, now, I don't know, can't you get people under torture to say anything? Well, gee, the CIA better improve its torture methods, because so far they've gotten nothing except possibly the truth. No, we didn't have anything. Yes, our boss was a killer. Yes, our boss, Saddam Hussein, is a psychopath. Yes, we'd like to see him dead. But no, we didn't have anything. But that's not good enough, you see, because Bush and his collection of psychopathic killers have got to have some information, false, true, it doesn't matter, to feed to the American public. But let me pass on a little bit of insider information here to the Bush crime family. You know, if you guys would just sit down and shut up, quit making such a big deal out about your lies to get us into war. The American public will just kind of kick back and forget about it, too. Oh, you know, occasionally the media will report another two or three or six or seven U.S. soldiers have been killed. But that's just the price of empire. That's pretty cheap, isn't it, George? Isn't it rummy? Isn't it, God, can't think of their names anymore. I don't care. But if they would sit down and shut up, the American public would just forget about it. Do what Cheney does. What does Cheney do? That little son of a bitch never comes out of his hole unless it's to go raise money. You never see Cheney having a press conference. Oh, he may get on one of the Sunday talk shows and sit down with one of these media whores like Tim Russert, who immediately drops to his knees in front of Cheney and starts the interview. But Cheney knows that Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld looks at total disdain at the press corps, totally intimidates him. That's all these guys have to do. Just sit down, shut up. We don't have to have stories like this in the Washington Post, that there's no there. There hasn't been for the past 6 years. There was nothing, no reason to go into Iraq except to steal the oil, which they've done. It's the Bush crime families now. Okay, yawn. 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 people had to die. Okay, so what? We lost 240 Americans. Yawn. So what? Unless you're the family of one of those dead Americans. But the Bush crime family will tell you, oh, he died defending America. Your son gave his life defending America. Your daughter is dead because she was defending freedom, justice, and the American way. Here's the flag that was on the coffin. Now go away. Go away! Sick bastards. So the Iraqi scientists who have been rounded up, some of them held for months now, interrogated, using vigorous efforts to separate information from these scientists. The questioning overseen by the CIA. The scientists say, look, rip my tongue out, pee on my pant leg, electrode my testicles, burn my house down, rape my children, do whatever you want. But we didn't have anything that Bush said we had. No matter the circumstances, according to the Washington Post, all of the scientists interviewed have denied that Saddam Hussein had anything that the Bush monsters said they had. The White House had pointed to the discovery of what's this guy's name? Mahdi Obadiah. The nuclear scientist who recently dug up plans and components for a gas centrifuge that he said he buried in 1991 at the end of the Persian Gulf War. And then the White House just got all sweaty and started breathing with their mouths open about that as a sign of Hussein's continuing nuclear ambitions, right? Under a rose bush. There it is. There's your nuclear weapons lab under a rose bush. But the scientist, Mahdi Obaidi, told his interrogators that no, Iraq's nuclear program in fact did not exist. It's been dormant for years before the war began in March. And the sources reporting all this to the Washington Post also said Obaidi disputed evidence cited by the Bush thugs, namely Iraq's purchase of aluminum tubes, that whole parade of Bush liars said, what did they say it was for, Kathy? Aluminum tubes for a centrifuge program to enrich uranium for nuclear bombs. The scientists here, Obaidi, said the tubes were for rockets, as Iraq has been saying since before the war. Nuclear engineers, weapons specialists, not Americans, but from around the world, have looked at those tubes and said, this had nothing to do with nuclear. Nothing. Nuclear, nothing. This is for rockets. This is for, you know, for weapons. Like, every country has a right to have an arsenal, I guess, because we all hate each other on this planet. We all want to kill the people that live down the street. So here, the Iraqi scientists rounded up, interrogated, questioned, despite vigorous efforts. Nothing. Nothing. And again, if the Bush thugs would just sit down and shut up, they don't have to answer anything. Nobody has to say a word. Condoleezza Rice, send her on vacation someplace. Cheney, stick him back in his hole. Let him count his blood money. Bush, send him to the ranch. Rumsfeld, let him go get drunk with some Thai whores or something. The rest of these people, Pearl, Wolfowitz, I don't know, give them a country where they can go in and torture people of color. That's all they want to do, to get back for being picked on in high school. But you guys need to shut up, because the American public doesn't care. We don't care. We don't give a damn. We couldn't care less. But no, they got to be out there interrogating Iraqi scientists. They got to be leaking stuff to the Washington Post. All you got to do, fellas, is sit down and shut up. You're in America. You're utterly, totally safe. You should know that. When you seized power in this country in your bloodless coup on December 12, 2000, did the American public surround your ass and run you out of town? Did we lynch you? Did we put you up in front of a firing squad? No! We told each other to get over it. Hey, that's just the way the system works. There's not a dime's worth of difference between Bush and Gore anyway. Everybody's happy here. We don't care. The majority of us don't care. We don't care. You can do anything you want. So my advice to you, Bush killers, take a breath. Jesus. We don't care what you do. Attack Iran. Attack North Korea. We don't care. As long as we have our massive pickup trucks and SUVs and gas below $1.75 a gallon, we don't care. Out of work. Hey, we can always find work. We don't care. So you guys need to just sit down. Shut up. That's all you have to do. Southside Carl's checking in from Chicago.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Carl.
I like the boo.
These are crazy people.
Yeah, I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and I had missed when they were going over the newspaper articles, but then I had heard mention of it, so I got online and pulled out the Washington Post story. And then later on, late this morning, Senator Roberts and Warner tried out at David Kay to talk about all the progress that they're making, and that America shouldn't be surprised with some of the things that they're going to having this report when he gets done with it, but it's going to take him some time now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I was listening to Kay. I had already read the article, but I was listening to Kay, and he was saying that they're making progress. Now, you have to listen closely to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What he said they have found is the new ways that they didn't know about how Saddam was hiding stuff. Okay?
Right, right. Okay.
The ingenious ways that he was hiding stuff and new places that he had, I guess, built or whatever to hide stuff.
Yeah.
But now, what's absent in all of this is that, well, the stuff. You know, the stuff is still missing.
Yeah.
So I'm putting this all together, and I'm saying, well, now, the reporter that was asking questions never brought up, really, the Post article. In fact, none of the news agencies, except, I think, briefly on MSNBC this morning, they did have Pincus on, and I missed that. I clicked onto it. And
now, he's one of the writers of the article.
Yeah, right.
And MSNBC and the Post have a, and Newsweek, they all have a kind of an agreement.
But other than that, the full context of the story hasn't really been aired over any of the news cables.
Not that I've heard. And like I say, I stay away from television news now, but I listened to All Things Considered this afternoon. I didn't hear a word about this. Nothing.
Well, this is, you know, this is basically what people had suspected anyhow, was that, well, you know, it was Saddam Hussein's son-in-law who told us that, well...
Right.
They had got rid of this stuff.
Right. And when he went home, they iced him real quick, didn't they?
But we had been tipped off that, well, you know, we didn't got rid of it. Now, evidently, you know, Kay is a bias. He has a pure bias about this anyway, because he's one of the true believers that, well, they do exist. And regardless, you're never going
to
get him to see differently, so... We got someone investigating this who, even with the absence of any weapons, is still going to say that, well, oh, there was an ongoing attempt to have weapons. But, I mean, what the hell? You know, like you say, countries have weapons.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And I'm, like I said, I just was a little, you know, was trying to see who was going to report, you know, this in detail, you know, like mm-hmm. The context of what he had in his story.
You know, as Ari Fleischer said before he left to go make his money, the president has moved on from this topic of whether or not the weapons really existed. And as Ari Fleischer said, the American public has moved on, too. Nobody cares, Carl. Nobody cares. And that's what I'm saying. If these guys in the Bush crime family would just shut up, this story would just disappear, because the media, other than a few the few lone voices out there, I don't have to run down the list. We all know who they are, the writers, the Krugmans and the Christophs and the Robert Scheer and people like that, a couple of people at the Tribune. The media's moved on, too. They don't care.
I don't know, Mike. There seems to be a little evidence of some concern in the White House with what they've been doing, because...
Well, as soon as the Kobe Bryant trial cranks up,
yeah, well,
as soon as the who's the woman who had her head cut off and her body floated up on Lacey Peterson, you know, as soon
but,
as
but the, Mike, this is the reason why I say this though, Mike, is that they also was reporting the story about David Brenner saying that they're going to have elections by mid-year next year for the Iraqis, and
right.
It was couched or suggested that, well, because the question was asked in the context of how long will we be there,
uh-huh.
I.e. troops and whatnot. And he's saying, well, we plan on having elections probably mid-next year, which would suggest that, well, all this not being said, though, that, well, there's going to be troops coming out at the time.
It's not going to happen. Carl,
I understand this, but
you know it's not going
to
happen.
The whole thing is I'm seeing, it appears to me that they... There's a lot of polls going on right now, and they're showing a lot of negative
right.
aspects about Bush, and I think it's got them a little concerned. So.
I hope you're right, Carl.
Okay, Mike.
I swear to God, I hope you're right. Carl, thanks for checking
okay.
in, pal. All right, sir, you have a nice evening. Southside Carl. All right, stick around. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
tar me and feather me, take my girl. I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in it before I'd vote for Bill Bennett. They'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world, I'm not kidding.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Mom. Dad.
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire.
If you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding me? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Australia. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Zebra.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. And at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
Now, for your buddies. Got an email here from Libby. There's a poll on AOL that asks, should Saddam be killed or captured, or do you not care? And the majority say killed so far. That's and then Libby adds, scary. Yeah, well, scary indeed. Oh, never mind. Bill is calling from Columbia, Maryland. Bill, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I thank you for what you're doing and for your outrage.
Yeah, well, it gets a little over the top sometimes, but...
Well, I can understand it because... you know, I'm really tied up in knots about this ignorant, arrogant, squinty monkey and the animated crap that's oozing around him, and I'm outraged every day that everyone around me isn't outraged.
I hear that. Yeah.
I guess there's so many things floating through my noggin here, but I guess what I wanted to talk about real quickly is I had this sinking feeling that that this is darker than I think, or maybe even you think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm referring to is the lies surrounding Bush's actions in 9/11 and the rationale for everything that's happened since.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a whole bunch of there that folks like you and I will never know about. Maybe our grandchildren will.
Well, if we do find out what the truth is, depending on what exactly Bush is lying about, I don't even think this quasi-fascist Republican Congress could keep him out of jail, and maybe even off a death row.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when he's sitting there, he'll remember how many death warrants he signed in Texas.
Yeah, I would like to think. I said earlier in the program tonight, if there were a God or a just God, these thugs would be found out. I hate to put it into a supernatural vein like that, but when I look at how justice is not being served in this country, as a matter of fact, this criminal administration is taking us so far from justice. I just wonder. You know, it's like when you were a kid and you had one of those paddle balls and you took hold of the ball and you pulled it until the rubber band snapped. You know, at some point, these people are going to snap the rubber band that has always been used to pull this country back into sanity.
They just might, and it's very dangerous, and I'm sure nervous about it. I mean, the way I would outline it, you know, where my thoughts are right now is I think about the Bushes, the Bush crime family's ties to the Saudis through their oil business.
It just goes on and on, doesn't it?
How Bush made his
money.
Hey,
you want to hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold and I'll come back to you because I know you've been waiting and we have a break here. Also, your phone call when we come back. We have one open line here, 800-825-5937. Stay with us.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
Cruel.
You
what?
Hate me?
I have something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Al-Qaeda operatives are believed to be among terrorist groups targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top commander in Baghdad, told reporters today he believes supporters of Osama bin Laden are probably operating in Iraq. He says attacks on soldiers are getting more sophisticated and deadly through the use of rocket-propelled grenades, plastic explosives, and mortar rounds. But Sanchez says soldiers are learning from the enemy and are better at stopping and defusing traps. 19 soldiers have been killed in the past 2 weeks, with 52 dying overall in the 3 months since Washington declared an end to major combat. The abject poverty and lack of human rights facing North Koreans today is being described by a top U.S. official as a hellish nightmare. In a speech given at the East Asia Institute, Undersecretary of State John Bolton charged North Korea's communist leader Kim Jong-il with jailing thousands of his fellow countrymen and starving thousands more. All this, as Bolton said, Kim continues to live like royalty in the impoverished nation. Bolton also blasted the North's nuclear program, saying Kim was, quote, dead wrong to think that developing nuclear weapons will improve his security. U.S. and Mexican authorities have busted a large Mexican drug cartel. More than 60 suspects have been arrested in the U.S., and a handful are already in custody in Mexico. Attorney General John Ashcroft says more than 6 tons of cocaine has been confiscated.
The activities of drug cartels such as the Zambada Garcia organization weaken our citizens and communities. They threaten the rule of law and insidiously endanger our way of life.
Ashcroft said 25,000 pounds of marijuana, 100 pounds of methamphetamines, and roughly $8 million in drug proceeds have also been confiscated. As he has done many times since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Ashcroft also linked the global war on drugs to the war against terrorism.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Nurses at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey and Newark say they're overworked and understaffed, putting patients at risk.
A unit will be short, and they end up shorting another unit by having to move a nurse. And it's a dangerous practice.
Union spokesman Bernie Girard says the primary issues are staffing and floating.
If the university does not meet these demands, they'll call for a strike.
Meanwhile, at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, where salary and benefits were the concerns of nurses threatening to walk, a tentative deal has been reached.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The man credited with giving Elvis Presley his start is dead. Sun Records founder Sam Phillips died yesterday in a Memphis hospital. He was 80. Elvis Presley Enterprises spokesman Todd Morgan says he was the king's first mentor.
The world changed when Sam Phillips took Elvis Presley seriously and gave him a chance. Elvis's dreams came true, and a whole world of great entertainment and inspiration opened up to everyone, and Sam was there.
Phillips recorded Elvis's first single, That's All Right, Mama. He also helped launch the careers of music legends Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and B.B. King. Stocks closed higher today as surprisingly strong economic numbers and a round of robust earning report boosted the major market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages gained 33 points to finish at 92.33. The NASDAQ was up 14 to 17.35. The S&P 500 moved up nearly 3 points to 9.90. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is number right as we're going to the break. We're talking with Bill, who's called in from Columbia, Maryland. Bill, thanks for holding on over the break.
Thank you.
Okay, now where were we? We're talking about your outrage.
Right, and we were, I was talking about the like the events from 9/11 up till today.
Right.
There's a certain sequence of events, at least the way I see it. And let me see if I can spit this out really concisely. We were just talking about the of course the business relation to the Saudis that goes back to Daddy, and then let's go to 9/11, where he didn't have much of a reaction when he was told by Chief of Staff Andrew Card,
right,
you know, when he was sitting there reading, you know, the goat in the boat or whatever.
Right.
And he keeps reading to these grammar school kids for 20 minutes as if there's no national crisis.
And no jets were scrambled when it became apparent that a massive undertaking against his country was underway.
Right. They had stand-down orders.
Right.
And, but it was okay for Air Force One to take off without any escorts.
Right.
So he has no reaction to that, despite multiple briefings and warnings. Apparently now it appears he had multiple briefings and warnings about Al-Qaeda planning an attack and Osama, and that planes were part of the attack plan.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be coming out. Bob Graham is suggesting strongly, more than suggesting, there's a cover-up regarding intelligence. And if you go to the, just speaking at the day of the incident, still at the grammar school, if you go to the whitehouse.org, the official website for the White House, let me quote Bush here real quickly about being told about Andrew Card and day at the grammar school. He says, quote, "Yes, I was in the midst of learning about reading program that works. I was sitting there, and my chief of staff, well, first of all, when we walked into the classroom, I'd seen this plane fly into the first building. there was a TV set on, and you know, I thought it was pilot error, and I was amazed that anybody could make such a terrible mistake.
Yeah, we've talked about that extensively. If George Bush actually saw a videotape of the first plane hitting the tower, then he's the only person on the planet
right.
who has seen that. No network broadcast that. It's an impossibility. Right. So yeah, we've pretty much covered. Over the past, 18, 19 months, Bill, just about.
I'm sure you have.
All of this stuff. And I think most people who listen to this program agree that there is so much more here. I believe in a full-blown conspiracy. I don't know how many people believe in the conspiracy. I think it is extensive. I think it is all over the place in this country. I don't talk about it a whole lot on the program. Why bother? But we are caught. In other words, in the web of an international criminal enterprise that's been going on for about 60 or 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's horrifying to think about it. I don't know how we're going to get out.
Yeah, and you know, obviously all the hijackers were, almost all of them were Saudi, none were Iraqi. As soon as Afghanistan was over, they had to, as they, I think Roe put it, introduce a new product.
Yeah.
The attack on Iraq to maybe defray attention from what really happened in 9/11.
Hey, just for retrospect, hold on a second, and we will play that statement that Bush made. Go ahead and run it, Kathy.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. I'm sitting in the classroom, and Andy Card, my chief of staff, who's sitting over here, walked in and said, a second plane has hit the tower. America's under attack.
All right. Is that it, Kathy? Okay. When you listen to that, and you realize how monumentally ignorant George Bush is, and how, if you're really interested, in, he just gave away the whole game. Right?
It would seem that way.
He gave the whole thing away.
It's an out and out lie. But
right.
this is it's not about his penis. It's not about something important.
Right.
I mean,
that's true.
People are just catatonic.
It's not about oral sex, so we won't impeach him. It's only about lies and treason and murder, and war and death and destruction. We don't impeach people over that.
And we don't seem to care like we did. You know, there's a fantastic PBS. Documentary about Watergate right now,
right.
And obviously there's an intelligence cover-up. They're trying to block this 9/11 investigation. They're not cooperating with withholding documents.
Bill, I've got
on and on and on.
I've got to move on. Thank you, Bill. Listen, I'm glad you found the program. Thanks for calling. I hope you're going to become a regular.
I hope so.
All right.
I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Matt is calling from New Bern, North Carolina. Matt, this is your first time checking in here too, right?
Yes, Mike.
Welcome aboard.
I've been listening to you both on Sirius Radio and on the Internet at night. Unfortunately, when you got to 9 o'clock, that's a little almost past my bedtime.
I'm sorry.
But tonight I've got the grandchildren, so I'm up and I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make a couple of comments. First of all, let me tell you, I've been a Democrat all my life. I was not... Originally quite liberal. All my friends were conservative Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Fought them all the time. They were the most biased, bigoted, anti-Semitic individuals that I met, but they were my friends, and I put up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they always fought me about being so liberal. I moved a little bit to the center, and then... After this guy took over, I've moved back, I'm as liberal now as I ever was, and it concerns me that seems to be a bad word today in this country, liberal.
Oh yeah, the right wing and the media have turned it into a curse word, a pejorative, an indication of somebody is playing with half a deck. Anything that is good in this country, and I defy anyone to refute or dispute what I'm about to say, anything that is good in this country that we all take advantage of, had its roots in liberal political philosophy, from the Constitution of the United States to the way we do business, all of it. And I defy any right-wing, knuckle-dragging, half-assed, half-witted Republican to challenge that statement. And they do not because they cannot.
You know what's interesting? There's a couple of things, and I could go on for, and I don't want to take a lot of time. And first of all, let me thank you, okay? Because we got to have more people like you, and maybe we get things a little straightened out in this country. But let me get back.
Okay.
The one thing that was very interesting, I had a very close friend of mine who was so anti-Semitic you could not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I met with him, all of a sudden things had changed. It was Arafat's fault that the situation was what it was in Israel, in the Middle East, and it went on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't understand it. All of a sudden, they turned around, and I think my feeling and my rationale for that is that the Republicans would have a real problem in light of Enron, in light of the other scandals with the large companies,
mm-hmm.
in raising funds, and therefore they want to attract and get close to the Jewish wealth. And the other thing, you know, now all of a sudden he's getting a little he's being a little more sympathetic to the Palestinians when he's got $120 or $140 million in his war chest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe for a second that Bush or anybody in his administration is interested in the Palestinian people having a state, having some sort of democracy, getting rid of the occupying army that has been there for the past 30 years. I don't think they're the least bit interested in that. That's another attempt to try to make Bush look as though A, he understands the situation, B, he gives a damn, because there's a huge population of voters in this country who are of Arab descent, who are of Palestinian descent, Lebanese descent, Saudi descent, Iran, Iraq. It just goes on and on. And the Bush crime family, while on the one hand they try to appeal to the supporters of Israel, they also try to appeal to the supporters of Arab causes, and they don't give a damn about either one, only insofar as it will help them.
Absolutely.
The hypocrisy of this administration is beyond belief. You know, I've said it before, this alignment of the Christian right, the so-called Christian Zionists in this country, with the Jewish Zionists in Israel. And I don't understand this, because the Christian Zionists, if they get what they want, they will slaughter every one of the Jews when the time comes.
I'm going to make two more comments, please.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get off. One is this Bolton. Okay?
Yeah.
He made the trip to Korea. All of a sudden we decided we were no longer going to continue with our agreement with Korea.
Right.
And that thing has deteriorated so badly. He's another one of these neo-conservatives.
Right. John Bolton, right.
Unbelievable guy. The other comment I want to make, I'm going to change the subject totally, and that is my concern about the situation with the prisons in this country.
Mm-hmm.
More than 2 million people in prison.
Yeah, we are the land of the free and the home of the lockdown. We have more people in prison as a real number and as a percentage of our population than any other country on earth.
Mike, when is this thing going to blow up in our face?
I don't know, Matt. I don't know.
When are we going to have, let's face it. How long can the black minority put up with what they're doing, what's happening?
I hear you.
I'm not trying to foment anything.
I hear you.
It is. I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have the same outrage as I do, as a lot of people do. I'm glad you found the program, Matt. Thanks for calling in, and I hope you're going to be a regular.
I will be.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, Matt. Appreciate you checking in. That's one thing about hosting this program. I hear this frustration and this rage. Same thing I deal. Exactly the same thing. Every night I come on this program, it's almost like being in a house of mirrors, in a carnival. And every mirror I look into, I see the same outrage, the same frustration, the same anger. It's pretty weird. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Problem's not him. What I'm telling you is actual fact. I ain't pro-human because all humans ain't pro-black. Remember in your mind that there still exists a plan to bring down a black fist. See the strong. That one person can make a difference in somebody's life. Find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them. Can't afford the baby shoes. That's the cycle so many of us go through. America's black holocaust continues. And I just hope we wake up soon before we fold. I miss the days of old.
Hey mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
I have one question. Why? This is the question that pops into my head whenever I flip through any of those slick catalogs hawking the latest in high-dollar, high-tech gizmos for yuppies. Why is so much of our society's brain power and research money being frittered away on frivolous crap? You want crap? Try house slippers with headlights. Let's hope that this person isn't trying to invent anything else. Or this, a $250 rapid-fire toaster that can pop out 130 slices of toast per hour right in your kitchen. If this thing appeals to you, let me be the first to tell you, you've got a toast problem, Buster, and it's time to spend some money for professional help, not for a 130-slice-an-hour toaster. Some of this crap is not just crap, but absurdly expensive crap, pitched to the pompous and over-pampered rich, including the $90,000 Audi A8, which has 65,000 electrodes to scan your fingertips so you can open its doors by waving your hand in front of it. It also has a computer that automatically tunes the radio to the driver's favorite station and sculpts the front seat to the contours of the driver's bottom. If that's not enough for the lazy class, try the FMD 700 iTrek TV glasses that use prisms to alter the line of sight so you can lie flat in bed and watch TV or videos. No more need to strain yourself by sitting up. There's even a techno-consumer magazine, aptly named Stuff, that has unwittingly expressed the whining wasteland ethic behind this mindless production and consumption of crap. We've launched missions to Mars, says Stuff, so why can't we build a robot that can pour us a drink? This is Jim Hightower saying, well, Stuff, undoubtedly we can and probably will. But the question is, why? The exploration of Mars is at least about the reach of the human spirit. Not being willing to reach for your own drink is about human sloth. Shouldn't we focus our technological genius on the world's real needs?
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk, yes. We're kind of all over the map here. Another lie admitted by the people who are prostituting our military, our soldiers, our military tradition. Remember we were told, was it earlier this week or was it last week, that one of Saddam's bodyguards had been caught? I guess it was this week. It was a pre-dawn raid in Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Well, now a military spokesman in the capital in Baghdad backed down from that claim that one of the men was a bodyguard for Saddam. They did grab four people, and the U.S. military spokesman said all four were under investigation to assess their connections to Saddam Hussein. Now, if you remember, of course, this didn't get much attention. Dozens of soldiers stormed two or three homes as the raid unfolded at 4 a.m. local time in an upmarket neighborhood in Tikrit. During the raid, the people doing the shooting, some in uniform, some not, Americans, opened fire on two cars driving nearby. They killed five Iraqis, including children, who just happened to be, I guess, on the street at 4 or 5 in the morning. Now they're dead. They won't do that again, will they? People in the neighborhood accused the soldiers, both in and out of uniform, of firing indiscriminately on innocent civilians. No, they don't hate us because we buy houses. They hate us for this. They hate us for this. But I haven't quoted anything from Bart Kopp, and it's time. And then back to your phone calls. Bart Kopp had this up the other night. When this BartKopp.com. If you haven't gone to that website, I know you have. But if you haven't gone to BartKopp.com, I have one question for you. Why not? It's one of the best websites on the internet. Excuse me. When Bush had his soldiers drag the bodies, Bart Kopp calls them Udi and Kudi, through the streets of Baghdad, were the Baghdadians in the street dancing and rejoicing? If so, I missed that. I'm sure the American press that believes Bush is the greatest president ever would be wall-to-wall with those pictures if that scenario played out in the streets of Baghdad. So what does that tell us? I know, Bart Kopp writes, that some non-thinking knucklehead goof will accuse me of being pro-Udi and Kudi when I say this, but imagine what it would feel like if some superpower invaded America without provocation for no reason other than to steal the oil in Texas, and then corner and then murder the president's children and put their bodies on invader-controlled TV to brag about it. Somehow I don't think we'd be dancing if some bully superpower did that to us under the guise of freeing us so we could set up our new government in their image and have appointed evil oil men tell us what kind of government we're allowed to choose for ourselves. Realize, Bart Kopp writes, this is our government that's doing this. And the entire world is both angry and scared as they wonder which country Bush will turn his bloodthirsty attention toward next. Our government is out of control, Bart Kopp writes, and killing whomever they want, and they don't need a reason or any justification because our military is the most powerful military in the world. Our government is controlled by a little boy who sees non-white people as frogs that he gets to blow up with firecrackers that are much bigger than the ones he used as a child. Worse than that, our government is run by a religiously insane man who claims God speaks to him and gives him lists of people and countries that God wants murdered. Where are the Democrats? Why are they allowing this to happen? A little bit from Bart Kopp, my favorite internet website. Yeah, I like it even more, and I like my own. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Because America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil soul of government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, eat and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
People on small islands say global warming is hurting them in a big way. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Tuvalu is the name of a tiny country in the South Pacific. It's made up of dozens of tiny islands, and its highest point is only 12 feet above sea level. About 10,000 people live on these islands, but many are starting to leave. They say global warming is causing sea levels to rise, and soon their whole country could be lost to the ocean. Other island nations are also concerned about global warming. Most are not worried that they'll be submerged, but rather that rising sea levels will cause serious damage. For example, unusually high tides might wash away shorelines, damage coral reefs, and force saltwater into freshwater aquifers. In the Caribbean, a group of island nations has formed the Caribbean Environmental Health Institute to tackle some of these problems. The Institute says rising waters are hurting the island economies. The Institute has other concerns as well. It says global warming is causing more severe storms and hurricanes, and that they're battering the islands. Harold Gopal is a spokesman for the Institute. Gopal says the impact of global warming is hitting island nations to an unfair degree. He says the islands contribute little in the way of greenhouse gas emissions, but these islands will bear the brunt of their impact on global climate.
The more industrial developed countries, they are the major contributors to global warming. We are therefore asked to pay the price in terms of environmental degradation and environmental impact of other countries' actions.
Gopal says Caribbean islands and South Pacific islands are working together on global warming issues. They hope to pressure industrialized countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and they're also sharing ideas on how to respond to high water and severe storms. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Charles is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Charles, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's nothing like a little vacation to clear your mind, come back fresh with a whole new perspective.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen to us, but yeah, but I know what you mean. Yeah, it does help to take some time off. You got that right.
Mike, I heard you talking about earlier about those Iraqi scientists. I did hear a little blip. I think it was Keith Olbermann on his little
MSNBC.
I think on his countdown or whatever he calls it.
Right.
I think they mentioned about 30 or 40 seconds of it.
So Keith Olbermann. If anybody would do it, it would be Keith Olbermann. Good for him.
Okay. And I don't know if you've talked about this or you're going to talk about it. They also talked about the mysterious illness.
Yeah, you know, I've had that story. I just briefly touched on it earlier this week, and now I understand that another, first it was a couple of soldiers, now I understand it's up to 10 or 12, Vietnam, oh my God, in Iraq, who are coming down with this mysterious illness. Is that pretty much?
Wait, you know, two deaths.
Oh, that's right. Two people have died. That's
right.
That's right. Jeez.
And the same, symptoms from the previous war.
Well, what do you think it is? Do you think it's some chemical weapon that that Saddam had? Do you think it is somebody having a terrible reaction to depleted uranium and dying? Here it is. It's showing itself as pneumonia. It says epidemiologists are investigating two unusual deaths from illnesses among troops in the Middle East to see whether they're related to 10 cases of severe pneumonia. One of the people who died was from Missouri. The reason they mention that, this is a St. Louis newspaper. The cases under investigation have occurred since March 1st. Military doctors have not yet been able to identify a specific bacterium or virus that could have caused such severe cases of pneumonia. And it just goes on. When you look back at the history of how the U.S. government exposed soldiers to viruses and bacteria, not to mention radiation, without their consent or knowledge, in order to find out how a control group, a control population group, would respond. And we know this happened in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. We know that the U.S. government did that to our soldiers without telling them, without getting their permission. It does raise the question of whether or not they're still doing it.
Well, Mike, I kind of came in the middle of it, but they were talking to some guy. I think he was some veterans rights activist, and he was talking about these two soldiers that died. They didn't have any blood drawn before they were sent over.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't make any comparisons with blood typing blood analysis as far as viruses or bacteria before they left and after they came back.
Right, right.
And he seems to indicate that that may have been intentional instead of a mistake.
Well, that would kind of send up the red flags about, are they doing it, they being our government, doing it to our guys again? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Testing? I don't know. All I know is this. The Bush crime family and every single member of it has no respect, none, zero, where it concerns our people in uniform. They have no respect for civilian life, nothing. These are killers of the highest order. They will kill anybody that gets in their way. They will send people to die for them. And every single one of these sons of bitches are cowards, chicken hawks of the highest order. I loathe them, Charles.
And Mike, it's frightening to see how every criticism that was made against going to war, how everyone is falling right in line.
Sure.
With every warning that was given about destabilization of the region, the poisoning from depleted uranium, everything, it's falling right in line, and still the American people, they found a way to block it out.
I know. I don't understand it now, Charles. I didn't understand it 6 months ago, and I didn't understand it 10 years ago. But it continues. Charles, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Nancy is calling from Tennessee, East Tennessee. Hey, Nancy. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that mysterious illness, the article I read about that, and I don't remember where it was, but it was like it appears as a severe pneumonia,
mm-hmm.
but what it does is it starts breaking down each internal organ.
Oh, my God.
So you just die.
Oh, my God.
So that was, you know, but, it appears as a pneumonia. It's very acute, but
mm-hmm.
then it just,
mm-hmm.
you know, the organs one by one just start to break down. And that's what's actually killing these boys. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's just another outrage.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and this week has certainly been full.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Weren't you glad to hear, though, that this thug, this mass killer Poindexter, has resigned his position as head of whatever it was. He was working in the DARPA office, head of total information awareness.
But what can you believe? Is he going to just step down into Cheney's undisclosed location
and work his
evil from there? I mean,
I don't
trust any of these people.
No, that's and I agree with you. That's probably what they're going to do. But you take your pleasure where you can find it.
I guess.
And it does make me feel good to know that these worms, these maggots, when they are found out, and the public hears about it, the press starts talking about it, when the press does its job,
right.
which is exposing this, that sometimes, even in the Bush crime family, these maggots they turn away from the light, and they scramble to go hide somewhere. So, you know, like I say, you take your pleasure where you can with these people.
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
So true. One thing that really disturbed me were, you know, Udi and Goody,
mm-hmm.
the bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just glaring evidence to me that the people who are running our country are the same people that they're hell-bent on conquering. You know?
I'm not sure. What do you mean by that?
I mean, they're just as criminal. They're just as crude.
Oh, sure.
They're just as brutal. They're
sure.
just as, you know, I heard Powell yesterday, and somebody asked him about Saddam Hussein and finding him, you know, and he's like, well, he's just a piece of garbage we've yet to collect.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now,
I heard that.
You know, we may all agree that Saddam Hussein is a piece of garbage.
Right.
But he's the Secretary of State.
I know.
I'm an American. I expect this man who's going to speak for me
yeah.
to speak with intelligence,
yeah.
with diplomacy, and to, you know, good taste in choosing his words.
That was a shock. It was just an absolute shock. And what has happened?
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody speak
no.
about it.
What has happened is the Bush crime family has so coarsened language. Because they're killers, because they're murderers, because they are thugs, this is the way they talk. And even Colin Powell, who probably, even though he's a hypocrite and he tried to cover up the My Lai massacre all those years ago, and he's, you know, he's a real greasy dude.
Mm-hmm.
But even given all that, Colin Powell probably has more intellect in one hand than these guys have in their entire body. So to see Colin Powell
and more class. I mean, just as a man who I've never heard him speak like this. I may not agree with anything about him.
Right, but he's been coarsened.
He did show at least
sure.
decorum and a little diplomacy and a little class.
No more.
No more.
You don't have to.
I just did like a double take. I'm like,
yeah.
What did I just hear?
Anybody in the Bush administration now can be as vile, as coarse in their language as they want to be.
Well, you know, bring them on, smoke them out,
right.
hunt them down, got them in our sights.
Yeah.
I mean, we feel like we're living in an old Western.
On the hunt. Well,
On the hunt. What the hell is on the hunt?
I'm glad you brought that comment up by Colin Powell, because that was one thing I saw flit across the television screen, and I just thought, What in the hell was that?
You're like me. You read TV now? I can't listen to it anymore.
I don't. I stay away from it. I know it sounds like I'm contradicting myself because I say, well, I saw this, well, I saw that. But, you know, you flip on television before you can go to the Weather Channel. You know, Kathy has it on CNN, and I catch 10 seconds of it, and I see Colin Powell saying he's like a piece of garbage that we haven't swept up yet. What the hell is
that?
Well,
you know, I think I tune in for my daily outrage. And, you know, and of course, every day is an outrage that troops die.
Yeah.
And that's every day.
That's right.
But I think, and also something no one mentions is that those young men and women who are in hospitals, over, you know, well over 1,000 now, and many of them are severely injured, you know, amputations and burns and you know, thank you, George Bush.
Oh, sure. Well,
and I think any parent of any teenager today that wants to go and vote for George Bush in 2004, you better be ready to sacrifice your child.
Oh, that's right.
At the altar of oil.
That's right. Absolutely. Nancy, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. You take care.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right. Appreciate it. Isn't that the truth? God, what do you do if you have a 16 or 17-year-old right now? And you know how hormone-driven some of these late teenage boys can be, right? I'm going to put on a uniform and go stomp some ass. That's what I'm going to... You know? It's one thing to want to serve your country, but it's something else, again, to be so jerked around, emotionally jerked around by these television commercials, to actually be made to believe that you're fighting for freedom... Huh? That the U.S. Army or the Marine Corps or the Navy wants you to defend this country, to defend freedom? What a farcical, insulting joke that's become in the age of Bush. It's join the military because there's no jobs. Join the military because since your dad can't get a job, your mom can't get a job, you can't get an education because you can't afford it. And you can't find a job to put your own damn self through school because the best you're going to get is minimum wage. So I'll tell you what, we'll make a deal with you. Here, hold these. These are called dice. Now we want you to roll them. Your life's at stake. Join the military now and get your education, get a few bucks, get a skill, get some medical care, get some housing. And the dice are rolling. And if your number comes up, man, if it comes up snake eyes on your ass and you are told to go die for George Bush, then die you shall. If you are told to go get your legs blown off for George Bush, now if you're lucky... If you come up a 7 or 11, if you hit your number, if you can get in and get out, if you can get your training, if you can get your housing and your medical care, if you can get a few bucks set aside for education. Of course, when you get out of the military, young Mr. America, the Bush crime family will spit and puke all over you. They don't care if you live or die. Veterans Administration, don't kid yourself, boys and girls, don't kid yourself at all. But George Bush and his crime family, they want your body. They want your guts. And I don't mean courage. I mean your guts, literally. If I had a child of military age, and he or she, but he, was thinking about joining Bush's military, I would kneecap him. And I am a respecter of the military. But not with Bush in office. Not with Cheney. Not with Rumsfeld and Pearl and Wolfowitz and the rest of these chicken hawk bastards who will sacrifice your kid, my kid, your grandkid, my grandkid, the kid down the street. They'll sacrifice every last one of them. But when they had the opportunity... As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, I'm going to be giving away some decks of cards. The Chicken Hawk. Tomorrow is Friday, right, Kathy? Yeah, all right. The manufacturer sent us 7 or 8 decks of these. And we're going to figure out some kind of, we're going to play trivia or something tomorrow night. I was looking through one of these decks. The Ace of Spades is Dick Cheney. But you ought to see this. You ought to see this deck of cards. We're going to give away, how many we got? Six, seven decks to give away? We got a handful. So we will have, and we'll tell you the website and all that stuff tomorrow where, you know, you can, you're going to want to get these for your friends. They make great Christmas gifts. Dear God. Stocking stuffers indeed. Ted is calling from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Ted.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, not bad. I'm looking forward to seeing Mars at its closest approach. I'm glad you told me about it.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you for a while either.
No, I sent you an email. I don't know if you saw it. It's about Saudi Princess Al-Faisal and her bank.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I printed off the links and everything you sent me. I'm going to have it on my website tonight, the connection. Now we understand why those 28 pages have been redacted.
Right, and why Shelby said, oh, yeah, it's okay to release 95%. Only 5% should really be a concern.
Right.
Maybe that 5% is specifically about Princess Al-Faisal. You want me to sort of recap it quickly?
Well, sure. We're going to have to take a break here, right now. But stay on the phone. We'll come back, and you can synopsize it because it'll be on my website. But I do want you to synopsize it so people understand what we're talking about, okay?
Okay.
We'll come right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
No secret to living. Just keep on walking. There's no secret to dying. Just keep on flying. I'm gonna die in a place that don't know mine.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you.
because I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. And I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kicking off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Out by right-wing talk radio, you found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, we're talking with Ted in Portland, Oregon, who sent me some links I'm going to post to my website. But this is the reason you could make the argument why the 28 pages were redacted that in the so-called 911 report, the part about the Saudis, and part of the reason. Well, you tell it, Ted.
Oh, okay. It really was brought to my attention when I saw this article by opednews.com, and the roots of it are really a Michael Isikoff Newsweek article from last November, which showed that Saudi Princess Al-Faisal, she withdrew funds from her bank in Washington, D.C., and they eventually wound up in the hands of two of the hijackers through this guy, Al-Bayoumi, or however you pronounce his name.
Right.
But turns out her bank is Riggs Bank. Well, another writer, a freelancer, Margie Burns, made the connection that an executive at Riggs Bank is Jonathan Bush, the uncle of our resident.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Riggs Bank and you'll find this out. And then I took a look at it a little deeper today, and Jonathan Bush, he is actually the CEO of a subsidiary of Riggs Bank, J. Bush & Company.
Right.
Which he established in 1970. I guess it was taken over by Riggs Bank, but he still runs J. Bush & Company. Well, J. Bush & Company specifically manages accounts for high net worth individuals. So,
including...
We don't know yet. That's the question. Now, it's bad enough, you know, embarrassing enough. You know, maybe they could, that she's at a bank where he's an executive, and
right.
God knows if it was Hillary's brother, Hugh Rodham.
Oh, my God.
It'd
be the end of the world.
Most tenuous connection. We know what the media and the right wing would do about it. But if it can be shown that her account was actually managed by him or under his subsidiary, I mean, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
There really needs to be a reporter out there, I think, who can chase down that lead and try to find it.
The Saudi royal family, the Bush family, and the Bin Laden family have been business partners forever.
Yeah.
I think if the truth were to come out about the deep, deep involvement of the Bush family and the Bin Laden royal family and the Saudi royal family and the Bin Laden family, where it concerns terror, mass death, and destruction, I honestly believe that the American people would take ropes and head for the White House.
Well, I don't know. I mean, But it's just really quite amazing.
Well, I'm going to post that stuff, and there's the music. Ted, thanks for sending it to me. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. Al-Qaeda operatives are believed to be among terrorist groups targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top commander in Baghdad, told reporters today he believes supporters of Osama bin Laden are probably operating in Iraq. He says attacks on soldiers are getting more sophisticated and deadly through the use of rocket-pelled grenades, plastic explosives, and mortar rounds. But Sanchez says soldiers are learning from the enemy and are better at stopping and defusing traps. 19 soldiers have been killed in the past 2 weeks, with 52 dying overall in the 3 months since Washington declared an end to major combat. The UN War Crimes Tribunal has sentenced a high-profile Bosnian Serb politician to life in prison for persecuting and exterminating Bosnian Muslims, but has acquitted him of genocide. It's the first time since the court's inception 10 years ago that a life sentence has been handed down, Nina Maria Potts reports.
Milomir Stakic is a 41-year-old Bosnian Serb doctor and politician. He was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity for setting up a network of prison camps where hundreds of Muslims were killed and thousands tortured, raped, or violently brutalized in 1992. He was sentenced to life imprisonment and is eligible for parole in 20 years. It's the first time the UN War Crimes Tribunal, based at The Hague, has sentenced someone to life imprisonment. Even so, Milomir Stakic was acquitted of genocide. Nina Maria Potts reporting.
A senior defense official says John Poindexter is going to step down within weeks. Poindexter is the retired Navy admiral who headed up a division overseeing a planned futures trading program predicting terrorism attacks and assassinations. The Pentagon was red-faced over questions from the press about the program and announced it had been canceled earlier this week. Poindexter was also involved with an earlier program known as the Total Information Awareness Program that drew criticism from civil rights groups.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Texas Governor Rick Perry stepped into the spotlight today, asking 11 Democratic state senators to come home. The Texas 11, as they're called, are holed up in New Mexico, preventing a special session of the state legislature from reaching a quorum. The Democratic dissidents don't have the votes to block a Republican redistricting plan, but they do have enough to prevent the Senate from meeting. Perry today said the Democrats blew a chance to pass two important health care bills as they sidestepped the redistricting vote.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Search crews are trying to pinpoint the wreckage of a Navy plane that crashed this morning about 20 miles southeast of Athens, Georgia. The search is being conducted in an area known as the Glades near Lexington, Georgia. Two people aboard ejected from the S-3B Viking turboprop. Unconfirmed reports are that one person survived and that the search is underway for the second crew member. The plane, an all-weather carrier-based aircraft, is based out of Jacksonville, Florida. The skies were clear at the time of the crash, and witnesses in Lexington said they saw a fireball on the ground after the plane crashed. The plane is similar to the one that President Bush used to fly on the USS Lincoln to announce an end to combat operations in Iraq. On Wall Street, surprisingly strong economic numbers sent stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 33 points to 92.33. The Nasdaq added 14 points to 17.35. The S&P 500 was up 3 to 9.90. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ancient peddlers invented it. Avon ladies made it big, and the high-tech Japanese still do it. If you think door-to-door is passé, when I come back, I'll tell you the latest. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Japan has a reputation for tradition. Even buying cars is done the old-fashioned way, by door-to-door salesmen. But motivated by the recession and consumer demand, dealers are reconstructing their strategy. Nissan plans to open the door to Japan's first large-scale auto mall. And Honda's added a window to the World Wide Web with the introduction of internet-based kiosk. Another tradition breaker? Japan is buying record numbers of American-made parts, opening another door of opportunity. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Report from the Associated Press out of Britain. The war in Iraq failed to reduce security threats against Britain and may have harmed efforts to take on the Al-Qaeda terror network. That's according to a parliamentary committee in the UK. In the report, the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee said the war may have helped the terror group led by Osama bin Laden to recruit new members. Now, who was it was talking just a few moments ago on the program here about all of those predictions about the bad stuff that would happen when this psychopath in the White House ordered the attack on Iraq has come to fruition? Well, here's another. Here's another. People with common sense pointed out that that the attack on Iraq would be nothing more than a recruiting move for people who are going to do damage to Americans, American property, both here and abroad. But Bush, being the punk that he is, paid no attention to that. The committee report, it's the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee, the committee report said, quote, our witnesses were concerned that the attack might have enhanced the appeal of al-Qaeda to Muslims living in the Gulf region and elsewhere. End quote. The committee noted government concerns about the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, among other security threats to Britain. And then the report said, quote, we cannot conclude that these threats have diminished significantly in spite of so-called regime change in Iraq and in progress in capturing some of the leaders of al-Qaeda. And it goes on. Yeah. Scott is calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I was inspired by what you your show last night and wrote a short poem that I'd like to read real quick.
Let her rip.
Okay. It's called World War 2004. Who puts the stasis in the status quo and aims to keep the quotient low? He thinks the people are just masses and don't even count as social classes. His doublespeak inverts the numbers, so dollars count, but truth encumbers. He doesn't care how many suffer while he's sitting down to his supper. His words and actions are disparate. This hypocrite's a well-trained parrot. The consequences would be comic if his arsenal was not atomic. His money, though, is well-connected. And if he gets re-unelected, the rest of us will pay the bill while his cronies help him rob the till.
You, your style is very much like Calvin Trillin's.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Right. Well, well, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Also, I'd love to make a quick mention of a book that I'm reading.
Sure.
It's called Overruling Democracy, subtitled The Supreme Court versus the American People. And it's by, I don't know how to pronounce the guy's first name, J-A-M-I-N Raskin, who is a professor of constitutional law at American University. It's new this year. It gets into not just the Supreme Court case Bush v. Gore, which put Bush in the White House, but it goes into this particular court and other courts too, but this one in particular, mm-hmm. and how it undermines commonly in this country that we have a democracy.
What's the title again?
Overruling Democracy.
And it's Jameen? I guess that's
Yeah, I guess so.
Jameen Raskin?
Right, Jameen B. Raskin.
R-A-S-K-I-N.
Right.
Okay.
And in here, there's just a real short quote, which you've probably heard already, from whoever wrote that majority decision. I don't know if it was Rehnquist or not.
I believe it was.
Okay, I thought so too, but I wasn't sure. The quote is, this is excerpted, but it goes, quote, the individual citizen has no federal constitutional right to vote for electors for the President of the United States, end quote.
It was either Scalia or Rehnquist. That sounds like something that Rehnquist would write. There is this court will tell you there is no right to anything.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
No right to privacy. No.
Well, they're systematically going about deconstructing the Constitution and just making it little buzzwords that people will glom onto so that they can parrot them, think they're free,
mm-hmm.
and sure, you're free as long as you agree with those in power. As long as you don't, as soon as you don't, then there's hell to pay.
That's very true. Scott, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. I should clarify what I said. This court. By this court, I mean some of their majority rulings. There are members of this court. There is a decided 3 or 4 member minority that still believes in the Constitution as a living document. They still believe in the protections that are found in the Bill of Rights. They still believe that government can operate most effectively when it operates with the population, not against the population. There is a 4 or 5 member. It slides a bit from a 5-member majority to a 4-member strong minority that are neo-fascist in everything they do. And that faction, of course, is not led by Rehnquist. It's led by Fat Tony Scalia. And immediately to his right is a classic example of why affirmative action probably should be tossed in the can, and that's Uncle Clarence. And then, of course, you have Rehnquist, and the last member of that group is either Sandra Day O'Connor or Anthony Kennedy. But in saying this court has, I don't mean to include those 3 or sometimes 4 members who do still believe in democratic principles or in the principles of the protection of the individual against the mighty power of the government. 800-TALK, yes, is the number here. Elizabeth, oh my God, the last time Elizabeth called in, a star appeared in the east. Calling from Northwest Ohio. What do you refer to? You call it the Republican wasteland?
Yes, the conservative wasteland.
How you doing, Elizabeth?
Well, it's taken me a long time to call back, but you're telling the story about Mars, so it coincides with Mars' collision with us. A few weeks ago, I was listening to you, and I was jotting a few notes down. And I'd like to read this, and maybe this is the night when people are putting their thoughts together on paper.
Yeah.
It's very short, but see what you think. It's my compilation of what's happened in the past since March and so on. Weapons of mass destruction, rewards of mass lubrication, victims of mass consecration, bodies of mass desecration. Relatives of mass desolation, leaders of mass constipation.
Sounds like something from the Moody Blues.
Well, I don't know, but I just was so, I've been so angry with the way things are going.
Oh, I know, I know.
And
I
get very upset because I'm very Irish and I get very upset.
You know, you're the second or third person tonight. Of course, I talk about every night this anger. I get phone calls, sometimes emails from these right-wingers that say, well, I don't learn anything from your program. All you people do is sit around and bitch and moan and complain. And I've tried to explain that's exactly what this program is for. I'm not trying, and nor I don't think is anyone who calls this program trying to convince any knuckle-dragging Republican or right-winger to change his or her position on anything. This is, I've referred to this before, this is kind of an internet campfire or an electronic campfire, radio campfire, that we gather around, some of us, in the evening to kind of gnash our teeth and talk about the stuff that media doesn't talk about. This is a meeting place for people who understand what is really going on, and we get together here to talk about it. And the theme tonight, and as it is most nights, seems to be this anger. This terrible, terrible rage that so many of us feel. I hope you're doing something to diffuse or release that rage. I said the other night, I was in a bad mood the other night because I didn't get to go swim laps. I swam my laps today and I feel much better. I hope you're doing something, Elizabeth, physical.
Well, I try, but I don't try too hard because I'm getting too old.
Hey, listen, we're never too old, dear heart.
Right. Good to talk with you, Mike, and thanks.
Thank you,
Kathy, for being there so much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. All right, you have a nice evening. From the Republican wasteland of North Central Ohio. Yeah, boy, I'm familiar with that. Here's Dee, our Omaha Bureau Chief. I started the program tonight by apologizing to you, Dee. I don't know if you heard it because we had to cut off your letter to the editor last night.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. But
that was
yeah,
a, The first thing out of my punkin' little head tonight was, hey, our apologies to our Omaha bureau chief for a D.
Oh.
So, all right, go ahead and do the letter. Finish it from the... Oh, no, wait a minute. We're coming up on a break. No, go ahead. I think we can get it in. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll read a little slower so it's easier to listen to.
That'll be good.
So, on average, every other day, an American soldier dies in Iraq due to the lies and half-truths of President Bush and his cronies. How many more young men and women must die, Mr. Bush, before you see the living hell your lies have created, both for Iraqi civilians and American troops? The groundswell is growing, as you surely must know, for UN peacekeepers to replace our soldiers, while still financed by the U.S., as should be, since the death and destruction we've wrought in Iraq is ultimately our responsibility. The UN not only may help restore Iraq's infrastructure more quickly, but also could oversee a swift, more democratic constitution-building process, as well as the first elections there, all without further incensing Iraqis who see the U.S. as an imperialistic, oil-obsessed occupier. Once the UN is in place and all our soldiers are home, where they belong, with their children, spouses, and parents, Mr. Bush's May Day pronouncement of mission accomplished will become more than a campaign slogan. It will finally have become the truth.
Yeah.
Please, Mr. Bush, please, no more irresponsible, dare I say, deadly taunts to bring him on. Our only request is to just bring him home.
There you go. That's great, Dee.
Thank you.
Now, you sent that into the newspaper in Omaha?
No, actually, I sent it to my congressman, Congressman Lee Terry, to hopefully read on the floor of Congress or something, and hopefully with the hopes of Bush hearing it. You know?
Well, that's good. That's good too. But I would certainly make an effort to get it published.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I think I will send that to the newspaper then. Yeah.
Thanks.
And get...
Wait a minute. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back. We got to take a quick break here, and we'll come right back to Dee and your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Oh, am I to disagree? Oh, it's when the madman takes a switch. Oh, the nuclear will go for me.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show.
Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah!
stuff.
Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Terrorists are against peace. Terrorists kill innocent life. Those who would like to kill. Those are called terrorists.
Well, there's George Bush giving a tutorial on Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and actually himself. No, he would never understand the word tutorial. We have a couple of audio clips left over from yesterday's rare presidential press conference for you. Coming up here in just a moment. But back to Dee, our Omaha Bureau Chief. Go ahead, Dee, wrap it up for me.
Yes, and I just wanted to say also that it's just kind of a funny coincidence that Congressman Terry, actually I got a letter from him just today in response to that, to my letters.
Oh, really?
And I'm sorry?
No, I said, oh, really?
Yeah, you know, it's very funny that way. But, of course I won't read the letter or anything, but I just, we're talking about outrage today. I mean, the letter infuriated me.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I mean, his logic is so backward in trying to justify the war. And Representative Terry, I mean, is him saying that, you know, the United Nations, the debate in the United Nations for months was premised on the notion that it may take years to locate the WMDs. And, I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's total doublethink.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah,
because
it's a lie. It was a lie.
It's a lie because the whole premise was that Bush was saying the threat is immediate. We know exactly where these weapons are. We know what these weapons are.
I understand. I understand,
anyway.
D.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right. You have a nice evening. Frustration, apparently, is the keyword tonight. Have you got that audio clip ready? We got time to do it in this segment. Now, John Lucas in our engineering department up in Detroit put this together. It's very quick. This is a couple of Bush quotes that we missed. Maybe you missed them, too.
To ask you about Iran, one of your other countries in the Axis of Evil. One of the things we learned from that march to war is that when you start warning countries, they better pay attention. Are we now in the early stages of a march to war in Iran, or are they more like in the category of North Korea?
No, look, Hutch, the march to war is this campaign that's just going to march everywhere. I believe that the best way to deal with the Iranians at this point in time is to convince others to join us in a clear declaration that the development of a nuclear weapon is in their interests. People of Iran are interested, and we stand by their side. We stand on the side of those who are totalitarian in nature. And the other thing that's interesting about Iran is that they do have al-Qaeda moving around plotting and planning. Now, that's positive.
One more.
And Ed, last question.
Good morning, Mr. President. Since California is on your mind, I'd like to ask you about the recall campaign. Since you're not only the leader of this country, but as someone who came into office under extraordinarily partisan circumstances, do you view this recall, which is funded almost entirely by one wealthy Republican who would like to be governor, as a legitimate Democratic exercise?
Ed, let me tell you how I view it. I got a lot of things in my mind, and I view it, it's kind of a fun up. I think that the most important opinion is not mine, but it's the people of the California. It's my really, really my only comment I got. Listen, thank you all very much for giving me a chance to come and answer some of your questions. Gosh, did you luck out. Thank you.
Boy, it's kind of hard to tell fantasy from reality anymore with this doofus, this moron. John, that was good stuff. John Lucas, one of the engineers who works for this network in Detroit. Thanks, John.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
We're singing his cowboy song. He loves too much. He got a knock that western accent with a Dixie touch. She was a red phone to walk away. Singing his cowgirl boogie in the straightest way. Come on, I am.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A new report paints a gloomy picture of the future of high-tech jobs in the U.S. The world's largest high-tech consulting firm, Gartner Incorporated, predicts one out of every 10 IT jobs in the U.S. could shift overseas by the end of next year.
Every single day, corporate America is behind closed doors trying to find ways to sell off America's best-paying, highest-skilled workforce to the lowest bidder.
Marcus Courtney is president of WashTech, a subsidiary of the Communications Workers of America in Washington State. He says his union has increased its membership by 700% since beginning a campaign to expose offshore outsourcing earlier in the year.
Another huge casualty for the U.S. textile industry as North Carolina-based Pillowtex declares bankruptcy, closes 16 plants in the U.S. and Canada, and lays off 6,450 workers effective immediately. It's the second time in 3 years the linen makers gone bankrupt. This time, the company says it's down and out for good.
1 year after their peaceful occupation of Chevron, Texaco, and Shell oil terminals in the Niger Delta, Nigerian women protesters are at it again. 80 women relatives of Shell employees stormed and occupied a pipeline station last week. The women are demanding jobs for their sons and spouses and microcredit loans from Shell, as well as greater infrastructure development in the oil-rich but impoverished Niger Delta.
The world's largest copper mine in Escondida, Chile, may shut down come Saturday if the miners there don't get a new contract. The latest offer from the world's largest mining company, Australia-based BHP Billiton, contains only a 1.5% wage increase and keeps health and housing benefits at sub-average industry levels. The miners want benefit parity and a 3% pay hike. The company says it has no plans to improve its offer.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, as you know. I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. If you're still up listening to the program, we have two open lines right now, so join us. As Marge has done from Maryville, Indiana. Hey, Marge, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Fair to partly cloudy.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm all over the map tonight. You were talking before about that mysterious illness.
Yeah.
It reminded me, within the last month, I heard a report. I believe he was either from Washington State or took place in Washington State. A soldier, whatever, military, was court-martialed. Because I would imagine because he refused to follow direct orders and take an inoculation for anthrax, I believe.
Right, right.
And as a result, he is now a convicted felon for life and cannot vote.
Oh, Jesus. Nice.
Ain't it? But what I call about...
He was supposed to get his shot and go die for George.
Well, isn't that the...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it is the whatever for sure.
You know, trying to listen to him speak. There was one that I heard yesterday about him. Somebody was asking about campaign funds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And before he finished the question, he says, "Watch me."
Yeah, I think we didn't we get that one, Kathy? We had it yesterday, I believe. Yeah, that was that.
And I thought you. Arrogant.
Oh, my God, arrogant. Just a thug and a punk. Oh, my God. He appeals to the worst aspects of the people who do go to the polls in this country who vote Republican. The bully attitude, the snotty attitude, the condescending, the willfully ignorant attitude, the I'll punch your ass out if you give me half a chance attitude, all of that. I mean, this guy appeals to the base nature of knuckle-dragging Republicans everywhere. And it's, now what else?
You know, we had the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
I think maybe we ought to get together and send him a little box of X-Lax because his thinking is so constipated. You know, we got to do something to try and clean this up.
Yeah, well, I've got some ideas too, but I want to retain my broadcast license, so I won't even say them. Now, what else you got here?
Well, you know, the other thing that he was talking about, make it a constitutional amendment or whatever that only. Heterosexual males and heterosexual females can get married, you know.
Right.
And I nearly fell over because Mayor Richie Daley from Chicago commented on his statement. And he's not the greatest speech maker in the world, but this time he made some sense.
Yeah.
He says that, and I'm not quoting verbatim, but in essence it was that, this is something that's already there. And these people... are honest, contributing citizens. And besides that, it's not the responsibility of the government to get into these kind of situations.
Sure.
And, you know, it would be more productive if he would fund education and schools and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, go, Richie!
Yeah, really, really. Well, you know, The thing that gets me, so many of these right-wingers, and John Kerry said it the other day. I'll focus on Kerry in a second. But so many of these right-wingers say that the purpose of marriage is to procreate, to have children. Okay, that takes us immediately to Giuliani and excuse me, Marge, I know you're a lady, but I got to say this. Giuliani and his whore that he left his wife for, abandoned his children for, and now has married. Judith Nathan, I believe her name is. They didn't get married to have children, I'll guarantee you. Now, John Kerry, Democratic presidential hopeful, said this the other day, that as far as he was concerned, marriage was an institution. He comes out foursquare against gay marriage, and he uses that same old right-wing gibberish that marriage is to have children. Are we to believe that?
What about senior citizens that are?
Yes.
That they get married just to have a warm body to snuggle up to.
Well, are we to believe that John Kerry and what's her first name, Hines, the woman he married? Are we to believe that they got married to have children? I'm sorry?
The pickle heiress.
Yeah, the pickle heiress, right. Ooh, don't go there. So you know, this insult, this gross insult to that percentage of our population, the global population, that happens to be homosexual, and they are told, well, you can't get married because, you know, you're not. Look, gay people can have children. I don't know what's wrong with right-wingers. Either they don't understand biology or they're just jackasses. But,
you know, what is the problem with people who are dedicated to one another and want to live together and become life partners,
know,
if that's what
I
they
know.
Want? If one of them becomes sick, they can't do a damn thing about it.
I know. It's awful.
They have no rights.
It's awful.
I mean, it's stupid outside of being none of their damn business, but I mean, you know.
Isn't that the truth?
But.
All right. What else you got, Marge?
Well, you know, with the
state of Pope. How about the Pope?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering what Richie Daley's going to do now. I mean, he made a statement which made a heck of a lot of sense as far as I was concerned.
Well, Richie's
going to do now that the Pope has come out and gotten into politics.
Well, Richie is not. The Pope's always getting in politics, but Richie's not Catholic, is he? Isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he Catholic? Oh, that's right. What am I talking about? I'm sorry. Of course, he's Irish Catholic. Irish Catholic. What am I talking about?
And a Sox fan too.
Yeah. As far as what the Pope said about gay marriage. You know, I wish the Pope would focus on something that needs his attention, and that is the child molesters that exist in the priesthood of the Catholic Church. I would like to hear the Pope come out and say, look, first of all, I want every child molesting thuggish priest out of this religion. You can be a member of the religion, but I want you out of the priesthood. Secondly, I condemn all of you to extra time in hell, because it was Jesus who said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, because such is the kingdom of God." To take advantage of that innocence. Now, where is the Pope? I don't want to stir up my Catholic listeners. I don't want to piss anybody off tonight. But where is the Pope? The Pope should keep the hell his face out of.
I thought Christ taught love.
Well, of course he did. And besides, you have Jesus and 12 disciples wandering around the Middle East 2,000 years ago. How many of those people were gay? How many of the 12 disciples were gay? So the whole thing of the Pope. You know, the Pope, if he really wants to get into what he perceives to be moral or immoral behavior, then he should address his flock. He should address his priests. He should make some very strong statements.
What's
about
the line in the Bible? Before you pick the speck out of somebody else's eye,
remove
the log from your own?
Yeah, well, that too. All right, Marge, we've got...
One last thing. Stuff that's going on, I made it my promise that I will look for at least one chuckle a day. And so today from the BC comic strip, the BC character is going to his book of phrases to look for the definition of the loony fringe.
Yeah.
And there he finds that the definition being that tiny percentage of people who cannot see the brilliance of your argument. The only problem is that percentage is not so tiny anymore.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
So, you know, try and have a good chuckle about something somewhere every day. If for no other reason, just to maintain your sanity.
I'll do
and
it.
And mine, too.
I'll do it, Marge.
Take care.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you checking in. As long as we're talking about the gay marriage thing or the Pope gay thing or whatever, or Bush's statements, what a weasel, what a weasel. I have to say this again. I got a real another nasty email. Apparently somebody had gotten on the archives and listened to that interview that I did with the Christian Action Network freak about gay days down in Disney World, where I was just baiting him, you know, I was playing the fool to his bigotry, making it sound like I was even more anti-gay than he was. Well, I got another email today from somebody who probably heard the promo that is run from Detroit, where I'm interviewing that guy. And it never fails to amaze me. And this is my fault. It's not listener's fault. It's my fault. Because I don't make it clear that what I'm doing is either parody or is deliberately insulting to the right-wing freak that I happen to have on the air. But this email today, this guy was outraged. He said, you know, I'm not gay, but how can you say this? How can you say, oh, my God, you know, it was a blistering email. And I just wrote back and said, I don't mean to be impolite, but what the hell are you talking about? Just, you have to be so careful about so many of these issues with people who don't get it. You know, like, I don't know. In all the time I've been on the air, and this was somebody, the person who sent me the email is a regular listener, and I just wonder how in the hell somebody can listen to this program and think that the jerking around I gave the Christian Action Network guy was my true feelings. I don't know. I just, oh, whatever. Whatever. Armand is calling from Bradenton, Florida. Armand, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. If I may, I'd like to read something to you, and I'll quickly go through it, and you could tell me if you think it's...
Is it very quick?
Well, pretty quick.
Is it less than a minute?
Probably a little bit more than a minute.
Well, let's try it. Go ahead.
Well, you can tell me if it's possible or not. Have you heard anything about a Fox special starring Geraldo Rivera called Opening the Bush Family Blind Trust Vault in the Cayman Islands?
I have not.
Right before Geraldo opens the vault, Lindsey Graham parachutes in with a parachute that looks like a Bible.
Yeah.
He's dressed in red, white, and blue, and impeaches Geraldo. Joe Scarborough is supposed to narrate, but turns up missing with his office secretary.
Yeah.
Fox Network panics and quickly turns to liberate Iraq's oil reruns.
Yeah.
CNN moves in to take advantage and acquires Fox Network, and then installs Michael Pal as CEO. Rupert Murdoch throws in the towel and buys the World Wrestling Federation. W resigns under threat of impeachment and returns to Crawford, starts a national chain of adult nursery schools with Daddy in charge. Dick Cheney resigns and buys all the battery makers in the USA and patents the only nuclear pacemaker. Colin Powell resigns, bleaches his hair blonde, and joins the KKK. Condoleezza Rice resigns and starts a national chain of biker shops called Oil Canned Connies. Bill Clinton starts a national chain of Mustang ranches stocked with, you know, not horses. Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl resign and start an international chain of pet obedience schools called Operation Pet Freedom.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court abolishes the CIA. Immediately, ABC Capital Cities files bankruptcy. Wackenhut then has such an oversupply of security guards that they offer a national price of $9.95 per week for any premise anywhere.
How much longer is this?
It's almost finished.
Okay.
All the yuppie hangers in Washington, D.C. are laid off and head home. All the McDonald's in the USA then get assistant managers for pennies on the dollar. Ralph Nader finally gets the Trial Lawyers Association recognized as a non-for-profit religion and declares himself Pope. Both the Republican and Democratic parties at the national level dissolve their names and combine to form a new single party called Council of Fascist Regressives, or CFR, and Homer Simpson runs for president and is elected a historic and cartoon first.
Hey, how much effort went into writing that down?
A little. What do you think?
Yeah, that's great, Armand. I just love it. I think you ought to post it in the clubhouse there someplace.
Okay.
Thanks, Armin.
Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. That's my man, Armin. King David is calling from the Woodstock Nation. Hey, David.
Ah, still chuckling over that last bit.
Yes, indeed.
Good work.
Yes, indeed.
Last time I called, I pointed out the similarities between certain Orson Welles pictures and a few events going on in the news.
You did indeed.
And actually, I found two others, actually one other in relation to Welles. I believe that Mr. Ashcroft is using the trial as a training video for the Justice Department.
I think he is.
And,
I think he is indeed.
And the other thing, though, was that assassination betting pool
yeah.
that they were trying to get underway on the Internet the beginning of the week.
Right.
You know, that terrorism futures.
Oh, yeah.
I heard, the first time I saw that, you know, I just said, just for the fun of it, you know, I've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, yes, I've seen this movie before. Do you remember a film called 7 Days in May?
Yeah, 7 Days with Burt Lancaster and...
Frederick March.
Frederick March. It was the attempt to overthrow the government by the U.S. military.
Right. And do you remember the device by which all of the different members of the military indicated whether they would be part of it or not?
Refresh me.
Betting on the
That's
Preakness.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, this is what Poindexter does. He looks at old movies. Now, what is interesting about 7 Days in May, it came out at a time when that kind of stuff was really happening in this country.
Yeah.
When I think Operation Northwoods was not far removed from the production of that movie.
1964, I think, is the date that came out.
Yeah, and the Northwoods thing, the fake invasion of this country by Cuba in order to justify nuking Cuba, I think was in 62, was when the Joint Chiefs of Staff, led by that psychopath, I'm drawing a blank on his name now, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs back then, they presented this
Curtis LeMay.
Curtis LeMay. They presented this to Kennedy, and of course Kennedy said, what, are you out of your minds? And within a year, he was assassinated. The 7 Days in May was Fletcher Nebel, I believe, wrote that book.
The original novel, I know that Rod Serling did the screenplay for the movie.
Right, right.
And the film was directed by John Frankenheimer, and you remember what his
He was blacklisted.
Movie before that.
Wasn't, he didn't do The Manchurian Candidate, did he?
Yeah, yes, he did.
He did, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he was one of the blacklisted people from... I think, actually, he was able to work in television throughout...
Was he might have been one of those who had a beard, you know, somebody who wrote. He wrote, but they submitted the work.
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe you're
Or am I thinking of a Woody Allen movie?
You're probably thinking of The Front.
That's it, The
which
Front.
Which was Martin Ritt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, David, there's the music.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye of the weekend.
All right, appreciate your call.
The past is over, I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Tune into IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman program right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome one and all. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Lawford.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, a letter from John in Middletown, Connecticut the other night. Hello, Mike. I just found out this evening that my only son, who is currently in active duty in the United States Army, is soon headed for Iraq. Now more than ever, we need to stand up and be heard. We need an independent investigation of what led us into this situation. The sooner we citizens in this country are made aware of how we ended up in this mess, the more realistic chance that my son and the other children who are being put in harm's way have of surviving. If more families in this country realized how our children are being sent to, why our children are being sent to Iraq, if more policy and decision makers in Washington, D.C. were aware of how the whole point of a democracy is that the will of the people is paramount, if more journalists and media understood that we need more voices and real answers and not just sound bites that cater to the sponsors, the better the chances that people like my son will return home in one piece and will live normal, healthy lives with families of their own. This phony war affects real people and real families. What a shame it is that those who occupy the White House, those who are supposed to represent us in the House and the Senate, those in our intelligence community whose sole responsibility it is to protect not only our nation, but the citizens of this nation, are incapable of understanding anything other than their hell-bent ideology. It isn't just troops that we are sending over there. It's our children. It's our sons and daughters. It's our brothers, our fathers, cousins, nieces, nephews, our neighbors, and our friends who are living this nightmare. Everything associated with this war in Iraq has been a lie. Let's see to it that the truth comes out. At least the truth will give meaning to why our children are over there. Someone, anyone, step up and demand answers. Please. John in Middletown, Connecticut. Like I say, I am very grateful. This sounds extremely selfish, that I do not have children who at this point in the history of this country would consider the military as a viable option. And I never thought I would say that. But this is Bush's military. Program engineered in Detroit by Steve Damschroeder. Thanks. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Thanks to Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MaximumInteractive.com. And as always, a big thank you to Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Steve and Kathy. I'll see you all tomorrow. I hope. I really, really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Al-Qaeda operatives are believed to be among terrorist groups targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top commander in Baghdad, told reporters today he believes supporters of Osama bin Laden are probably operating in Iraq. He says attacks on soldiers are getting more sophisticated and deadly through the use of rocket-propelled grenades, plastic explosives, and mortar rounds. But Sanchez says soldiers are learning from the enemy and are better at stopping and defusing traps. 19 soldiers have been killed in the past 2 weeks, with 52 dying overall in the 3 months since Washington declared an end to major combat. The abject poverty and lack of human rights facing North Koreans today is being described by a top U.S. official as a hellish nightmare. In a speech given at the East Asia Institute, Undersecretary of State John Bolton charged North Korea's communist leader Kim Jong-il with jailing thousands of his fellow countrymen and starving thousands more. All this, as Bolton said, Kim continues to live like royalty in the impoverished